thrall. Still you court the world by enacting yet once more the ecstatic rituals of enthrallment. Frank Bidart. Sorceress of the small gesture, the slight upsweep of hair, the blush that looks genuine at first glance, perfect fingernails at rest on the cover of the magazine in her lap, and I am sitting up rapt and rigid, breath indrawn and held until the train jolts to a stop. And I look away and see a small boy's face flattened against the window of the train on the other side of the platform. I try to catch his eye, but my train lurches forward. And I look back across the aisle, and she is giving me her profile now. And I admire her fine nose until in the next station, a jet fighter looms up on an ad. But what really interests me is the cloud behind the plane, because I love clouds. And then the train starts up again, and I look across the car, but she's gone. And in her seat is a man wearing a very fine overcoat, though his face and hands are filthy and his feet are painful to look at. And I'm wondering where he got the coat when the train pops out of the tunnel. And as we cross over the river, I look at the lights from the highway bridge floating on the water's surface, which for some reason reminds me of my lover's face shining up at me from the pillow. You can never rest.